We're back at the 2015 Reese's Senior Bowl, joined by Matt Miller, lead draft analyst for Bleacher Report. Matt, so many players out here to keep an eye on. It's tough to watch them all, but who's the one that's really jumped out so far?
Yeah, there are a lot of players for sure. But, you know, the guy who probably has stood out most would be Jefferson, the safety from UCLA. He's really been a guy I'm going to have to go home and rewatch and see, you know, what is he like on film, because here, very fluid, could definitely play in the center of the field. But then, you know, you have your usual list of guys who, you know, Danny Shelton from Washington playing nose tackle. It looks the part. He's lived up to the hype, and I think that's what you have to look for. Guys come down here, you know, maybe he's a top 10 pick. How does he look against better competition? And he's definitely been impressive.
Yeah, Shelton's throwing offensive linemen off with ease, but Niner fans want to know what Trent Baalke's up to, and I keep a close eye on what our general manager's doing. He seems to be spreading his time out all over the field, but also watching the wide receivers and cornerbacks compete. And, you know, Jameson Crowder from Duke is a guy that's in demand this week, and looks like he can run the short routes, the deep routes. He's got great feet, and just hearing from him right now talking about T.Y. Hilton, he wants to be the next level of shorter wide receiver in the National Football League.
Yeah, well, and he offers what the 49ers need, in my opinion, at receiver speed, the deep speed especially. And, you know, he's very explosive off the line of scrimmage. He can deep separation. But what I like is he's catching the ball in traffic, too. And a lot of smaller receivers, they don't want to get dirty, but he's not afraid to. So he's been one of the more impressive guys for sure. I would say Philip Dorsett from Miami has looked very good, too. Similar type guy, you know, not real big, but he's a bit of a jitterbug, can make plays in space, and gives them that over-the-top speed they need.
Yeah, when you look at the South side, it's almost like an all-star team of the SEC. All these players have been competing against each other for so long, now they're teammates this week. So when you look at the South side, who's really standing out in that group?
Well, I think Lyle Collins, head offensive tackle from LSU, is rising. And you talk about these, you know, LSU versus Alabama and LSU versus Auburn guys really standing out. So he's looked very good. You know, just his strength, his footwork, his ability to anchor. Left tackle's not a need for the 49ers, but he's definitely making himself money this week.
Yeah, we spoke to him last night at the media night, and really great personality, great work ethic, and had some nice things to say about Eric Reed, his teammate, which I thought was pretty cool. Looking at the pass rushers in this draft, we talked on our podcast with you a couple weeks ago on 49ers.com that the pass rushing group is really deep this year. So who of that position group is really standing out to you so far? Yeah,
well, Bud Dupree decided not to come down here from Kentucky, so that definitely hurt. But Nate Orchard from Utah has really capitalized on this game. I mean, Niner fans who watched Utah against Stanford, they saw him really attacking Nate, attacking Andrews Pete, was able to make plays against one of the better tackles in this year's class. So Nate Orchard, we're number 99 here. I mean, he has speed, he has power, he has length. A little bit raw, but he's definitely someone who fits that. Trent Baalke loves those long arm guys with some speed, and he's that for sure.
Yeah, and when you look at this whole group of wide receivers and cornerbacks, that seems to be some of the needs that the 49ers might have. Mm-hmm. What do you look for in this group, and what do you think they need to do this week to rise in the draft boards and make a really big impression going into the scouting combine?
Well, I think here, you know, it's not so much about how many catches do you make and how many passes you pick off, but you want to show athleticism, and I think that's what's greatest. Because there's 108 guys here, so you have a level playing field of, you know, really judging guys against each other in real time. But then you also want to see someone who competes, who's not afraid of contact, who's not, you know, not afraid to mix it up. So especially in the defensive secondary, you know, Quandre Diggs, not the biggest guy, but he's very physical, can play that nickel corner spot. And so that's a guy who he can really help himself this week, because you're at Texas, you don't have success, but you come down here and you can show people what you're all about.
Yeah, it's not about where you went to school. It's about how you compete this week at the Senior Bowl. Matt, we appreciate your time. Look forward to all the mock drafts and all the coverage you're going to do for Bleacher Report.
All right, thanks, guys.